Fred Film Radio, Karlovy Vary International Film Festival, Czech Republic.
Fred Film Radio, I'm Matt Mikuci from the 2017 Karlovy Vary International Film Festival, and I'm very pleased to be joined by director Matej Lukáš Grunberg, who presented his film Bones for Otto in the Future Frame Strand here at Karlovy Vary. Thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you very much for having me.
Right, and I forgot to mention that you're from Romania, yes. So that's important. Would you like to introduce our listeners to your film, tell them a little bit about the story, however you'd like to introduce Bones for Otto?
Okay, so Bones for Otto is a short movie about one prostitute and one girl who isn't a prostitute but actually needs some money. So she thinks that she can get some money by going on the street and making some money. And the two now prostitutes meet and they have like a fight over the place where they have to, like, it's what is the better place to stop cars. And from there on, they start to discover each other and they both have like some little dramas around their life and things like this.
What is it that interested you about this particular story?
It's a very interesting question because I usually work on my own scripts, and this time somebody came, like a producer came to me with the script, which was written by Dia Buchnar. She is an actress and playwright, let's say, for theater, playwright for theater.
Yep.
And they gave me the script and would you like to make it? I'm young, so I said, yes, anytime you can, yes, I'll make it. What I liked about the script and everything is that it was very challenging for me because it spoke about prostitutes, and I really don't know their world. It talked about women, and I really don't know. Usually I have male protagonists, not female protagonists. And then the fact that it was a dialogue-based film shot in just one location, which was again very challenging because it's not very cinematic. It's like theater. You have one place, two people talking.
Yeah.
So me and my crew and the people I work with, I've found it very challenging just to make it work, to make it so that it won't be boring, so that you would get the story, so that it could be a little bit funny and also a little bit with the social issues and things like this. So the challenging part was the most interesting part in the script for me.
In other words, one of the reasons why you wanted to make this movie was to get yourself out of your comfort zone and learn new things about pretty much everything, because you mentioned that even the story, parts of the story, elements of the story for sure, and also in previous films, you worked on your own scripts, you directed your own scripts.
Yeah, exactly. So it was definitely out of our comfort zones, not just mine, also the DOP, also the editor, because we are a team and we are used to a specific kind of projects which we make, and this was totally different, but we learned a lot from it.
Well, let's talk about one aspect. We can't talk about all of them, but one aspect that you mentioned there that particularly interests me is that, yes, it's true, this film is very dialogue driven. So what challenges are we talking about when we talk about a film that's especially driven by dialogue?
So about a film with so much dialogue. First of all, I want to say something that the first problem we had was that we had only one location. This was our biggest problem because we had like a long script. The original script was like 50 minutes long and we had to cut it. And then we discovered when we were trying to make it in our minds and put it on paper that we have only one place and only two people, and we have to find a way to shoot it so that it can work, because it can be so boring and so, you know, it could have been like a cheap theater play.
Yeah.
Like you take like the theater play and you just film it because you don't have a lot of space to play with other places, with other lights, with anything. So this was our biggest problem. And then being dialogue based, it was hard because like in my school, people teach us that it's not so good to always use dialogue and dialogue and dialogue and just talk, and we don't have any action, actually. So just one time a car stops and picks up one of the girls. That's almost all the action we have in our movie. So it was so static, and I'm not a big fan of static cinema. I'm not a big fan of lack of action, lack of things happening. So we tried to combine also the dialogue to make it a little bit fun in some places, so that you won't get bored and in other places just play with the image and go from side to side and use some camera movements just to fill the story. And then I think what saved us again, in a way, was the fact that we had two great actresses.
Yeah. What are the names?
Anca Dumitra and Nicoleta Hâncu, which are really good Romanian young actresses, and they, like, we rehearsed it as theater a lot of times, so that we can play with it in different directions while filming it.
Very good, yeah, that's very interesting. And, well, actually, we're running a little out of time, but I wanted to ask you as well about your experience at Feature Frames this year and what it's been like so far.
It's been very interesting because it's like, it's a very big festival. We have a full schedule,
yes,
which is also good and also bad. Bad not in a bad way, but I would like to just go and watch some movies and feel the town and get the vibes and everything. But it was great. Like, we had a lot of meetings, interviews, great Q&As after the screenings, and we met a lot of people and things like this. And I also, this is the last thing, I also do a lot of theater.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, in Romania. Yes, I like theater a lot, so I do a lot of theater in Romania. And I've been to some theater festivals, but they don't compare in a way, because film is so international.
Yeah.
And here you feel the industry.
Yes.
It's huge. Loads of people, loads of money, loads of places, loads of people selling, buying things, talking, yeah, projects, building up things. I don't know. It's amazing in a way.
Well, especially Carlo Vivari, because it is absolutely one of the best festivals. Now that you mentioned that, I do want to ask you one last question. You work for in theater as well as cinema. That's very interesting to me, yeah, because just earlier in the interview, you mentioned that you don't like static movies and you like a lot of movement, but that's something that you can't really achieve in theater. So I'm curious about that contrast.
Yes,
it's almost like a desire to work in both ways.
Yes, exactly. That's why, like, in theater, so I finished film school, mm-hmm, but then, like, I have a group of actors with whom I work a lot, and we started doing independent plays. I started to write for theater. And the thing that I love at theater is that it's cheaper to make them, which is a big advantage. And you can get your stories out, and you can immediately get the feedback. Mm-hmm. So I wrote something, we play it, and we see. Are people understanding? Do they like it? Are they laughing? And it's a very good feedback for me to have constantly, because you can't make a movie each month.
Yeah.
But you can make a play, not each month, but at three, four months, you can make a play. Not a big one, not Shakespeare, but you can play with it. And again, theater, it's much more easier in theater to play with conventions. For me, like, film has to be more true, has to be more real in a way, because everything is different in film. But in theater, you can make, like, in the place like here, we can say, okay, this is a spaceship.
Yeah.
You just have to draw a plane, a wing, and okay, it's a spaceship.
No,
it doesn't matter. It's, yeah, it's so easy to do it. And I think instead of doing commercials or things like this, I preferred doing theater because, in my opinion, it's more close to what I like about storytelling, acting, and the parts I love the most.
Very good. That's very interesting. Well, we're out of time. Thank you very much for talking to us about it, and it was a great pleasure.
Thank you also.
And from the spaceship in Carlo Vivari.
Yeah.
Thank you very much for joining us. And this is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.